So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
Freedom?
Hello everyone and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the TFR radio network from a cabin high atop a mountain ridge somewhere in Appalachia. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. Hey folks, I want to welcome everybody back to a brand new year of Freedom Rings. Now I know technically this is the second show of the new year, but since both the Christmas and New Year's shows were pre-recorded, this is the first real show of the new year. So, Happy New Year everyone. I hope that you all had a happy and most especially a safe New Year's. So I want to get into the whole tax reform business here to get the show started, because the Democrats were screaming and moaning and making all these dire predictions how bad this tax cut was going to be, and it was going to cost people money, and well, of course, we all knew that that was a bunch of malarkey. There's no way that cutting taxes is going to cost more money. I mean, you keep more money in your pocket. That's just common sense. Unfortunately, most liberals don't seem to have any common sense, so it doesn't apply to them. But everything that they predicted, not only has it not come true, the exact opposite has happened. And they are going crazy, folks. They're pulling their hair out, they're wringing their hands, they're running around in circles, they're pacing the floor, they're up all night. They're panicked. They don't know what to do. It's come out that even more companies now are giving these bonuses. In fact, they are now being referred to as Trump bonuses. So here we have something into the presidency that has already been named after him. Obama, of course, had Obamacare, which was a disaster. But now we have things called Trump bonuses. Now, these are mostly huge corporations, at least that we're hearing from, but I have also heard that there are smaller companies that just aren't reporting it. So the actual number, in all likelihood, is even greater than the close to or right around 100 that have now come out. But you've got airlines, you've got banks, even my least favorite bank, Bank of America, which I absolutely despise, is doing this. And that just, it stuns me that Bank of America and Wells Fargo, Fifth Third Bank, these are all what you would call the greedy capitalist banks. They're the big ones that buy everybody out. And yet, they are giving away these bonuses to help stimulate the economy. It's amazing, folks. This is how trickle-down economics actually works. When you return the money at the top, this is how it trickles down and affects everybody. Not only are the employees taking home more money, but now, with the extra money that they're going to have, they're able to buy more goods and services. That's how it works. Now, when you have less money, you have a tendency to want to hoard it. When you have a lot of money, you have a tendency to want to spend it. This is something that the liberals just don't get. They never have, and they never will, because they think completely different from you and I. The same that let's just for an example, the violence that we tend to see in some of the minority races. They're incapable, really, of being civilized. Their brain functions differently, and they don't rationalize things the way that a civilized society rationalizes things. And the same thing happens with the liberals, especially the progressives. They're so far out in left field, there's absolutely no hope for them. Well, I shouldn't say that, because I have several family members who used to be very liberal-minded. They were registered Democrats, and they all voted for Donald Trump. Once their eyes were opened and they actually saw what was going on and these things were proved to them, it made sense. Now, my little sister, who is actually 12 years older than me, but since she's my younger sister and she's smaller than me, I refer to her as my little sister. She was an extreme left-wing liberal. And I was talking to her on the phone one day, and I started reading some of the executive orders that had been put in place over the years. During a time of disaster where the government can come in and take your farm, take over the railroads, that sort of a thing. And then there was one that was signed by W that enacted all of these under one executive order that made them all, so that, where they were no longer separate, but made them all one singular executive order to take all this stuff from you. I have heard my sister swear three times in her life. I've told you the story about the turkey when she came in and used a bad word there when I set that on fire. But this was the third and final time I've heard my sister swear, and she said, holy blank. When I read this stuff, she just had no comprehension. And I showed her where the stuff is coming from and who is behind it, and she now understands. So all hope is not lost. As this year continues to go, and pardon me if my voice keeps giving out here, it's extremely dry. And thank you, George. Thanks. You just gave me a glass of water here. Hang on. Ugh. It is extremely dry here. It has been. We've had this really cold, dry spell for the past week. So the humidity level is down in the house. When my sinuses get dried out, my throat just closes off like I've inhaled ammonia fumes or something. So pardon me for that. It's probably going to keep happening throughout the show. during the break, if it keeps up, I'm going to have to spray my nose or something. This is just absolutely horrible. But anyway, where was I? Hope is not completely lost, because as these people start to see what's happening, you can't ignore it. There comes a point in time where Captain Obvious is standing in front of you, waving a bell and ringing it and making all kinds of noise that you just can no longer ignore. And in the next 3 years, you are going to see so many people's eyes opened to where people can no longer ignore these facts. The liberals will not be able to lie and deceive the general public for too much longer. So that's just one more piece of good news that's coming our way out of Washington under the Trump administration. Hopefully, there will be many, many more pieces of good news like this throughout the coming year, and I certainly look forward to having some of the old stuff rehashed, and maybe some more of the garbage that we suffered through, really, since Reagan left office. Because even though both Bushes were Republicans, they both still did horrible things and had horrible laws passed under them. So I'm kind of optimistic here that this is going to be a good year and a good next year and a good year thereafter, and that Trump will then be in office for another 4 years. If he can stay in for two terms like Reagan did, the stuff that he can do, the change, will be phenomenal, folks. It will be such good news. If Hillary Clinton had won, the country as we know it would have been doomed. It would have been another reign of the Obama administration. It would have been another 4 years. And the destruction of our liberties, our freedoms, just it would have been absolutely disastrous. So every day, I thank God that Donald Trump is in office. He's certainly is looking out for us. And it's kind of odd to look that he used to be a Democrat. He was a registered Democrat. I don't know how staunch of a Democrat he was, but certainly since he's become a Republican, he has certainly become a very staunch Republican. God, I'm going to take a quick break here, folks. I got to do something because my throat just keeps closing off. I apologize. Play the commercial, George.
Look sharp, it's the Pin Cushion Palace. When your kids are on vacation and they want something to do,
the Pin Cushion Palace is the place for you.
Bring your family, look around, but don't touch the pins.
Legally, we're required to say,
don't touch the pins.
Yeah!
Look sharp, it's the Pin Cushion Palace.
Take your family to a magical place. It's a super big chair off of Route 88. Get a picture of the chair, now we know that you're sold. But don't sit in the chair, cause it's really old. Come see the world's tallest chair.
Yeah.
Okay, I am back. Hopefully the third time is a charm. I do apologize for that, folks. This one I wish I had a cough button, but unfortunately I don't. So something goes wrong like that, I have no way to get around it other than to try and croak through. So I'm sorry. It's been, you know, the past couple of months here, my voice has been going a little bit. First having that case of pneumonia and then getting the flu. Now my voice is just starting to come back to normal, and my throat keeps closing off because it's so dry here. But I think I fixed it. I put some Vicks VapoRub up my nose, and I think that should keep everything moist. Hopefully this won't happen again. If it does, I apologize, but we have some rain coming through later on today, which is going to get the humidity level back up. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. This cold, dry air is just, it's for the birds. So anyway, as I was saying before I had my little meltdown here. Well, no, George, it wasn't really a meltdown. No, just kind of an expression. Anyway, what I was discussing before that was how Trump had been a Democrat and then had switched to become a conservative. And that's what's so interesting, because everybody looks at him and says, oh, he used to be a Democrat, he's still a Democrat. No. This man knows exactly what he's doing. He got it right. And now he is on our side. And as long as he is on our side, we have a very good ally in Washington, something that we haven't had in a long time. And it's very refreshing to see someone like him in the White House again. Reagan was the last great president. But now that the other Republicans are starting to get on board with Donald Trump, realizing that all these allegations of collusion with Russia are made-up lies, just like all the garbage that's come out in that new book, they're now on board. They're no longer afraid to go down in flames because they realize the man is not going to crash and burn. So you're going to see a lot more support for Donald Trump in 2018, 2019, and in 2020. And it is very possible that if he has the same support that Ronald Reagan did, Donald Trump may, in fact, actually get more done than Reagan did. Now, wouldn't that be refreshing, folks? Do you know how far that would set liberalism back? It's a very, very refreshing thought. Now, while I'm on the topic of thought, let me run this by you. Judge Roy Moore, as we know, was accused of sexual misconduct. Well, the first person who did it turned out to be a liar. It was proven that she faked the autograph that was in her high school yearbook by doing something really dumb, and that was including DA after it, which we found out did not stand for district attorney. It was the initials of somebody else who worked in the office. So it was proven to be a forgery. Well, something very interesting happened to this woman. Somebody burned her house down. Yep. Now, the police aren't saying that this is one of Judge Roy Moore's supporters or not. They're not going that far yet, but they are saying it was arson, and they are looking at this as a case of arson. Now, whether it was one of Moore's supporters or not is still a very interesting thing to have happen. When you come out and do something like this, you do get what's coming to you. What goes around comes around. There is a lady out there by the name of Karma, and sometimes she can be a bitch. Take my regular scheduled break here. Be a little bit shorter than typical because I had the other one earlier. I'll be back in a couple minutes, folks. Don't go anywhere.
30 years from now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Join Canadian Association for Freedom of Expression director Paul Fromm for Walking on the Fighting Side of Me. That's The Fighting Side of Me with Canadian Association of Freedom of Expression, Paul Fromm, only on KKKRadio.com.
Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
College students, high school students, business owners, entrepreneurs, learn how you can be a person of influence for a new America. Enroll in Soldiers of the Cross Training Institute. Learn more at www.sotctraininginstitute.com.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. Strange Land by Iron Maiden. That has to be my favorite Iron Maiden song, folks. Absolutely love that song. And of course, Iron Maiden is my favorite band of all time as well. So that's one of my favorite songs. Absolutely love the riffs in there with the MIDI guitar. It's absolutely awesome. That was when they changed their style and came out with the MIDI guitar and changed their sound altogether. And I remember in 1987, I'd bought that album. And a friend of mine from high school and I went up to Quebec, and we were driving around, and we were completely lost. We were out in the middle of the country, who knows where. We were so far out that nobody spoke English. Everybody was speaking French. I didn't know any French at that time. And we're trying to find this provincial park where we're going to camp overnight. I remember driving around, and we're singing, "Stranger in a Strange Land." Just brings back memories. Yeah, good times. Anyway, Glad to be back with you here. Had no issues since I put that Vicks in my nostrils, so hopefully that alleviated the situation, and I won't have it from here on out. So before the break, I was talking about karma, and just how fickle she can be, and how bitchy she can be when she comes back to bite you in the butt. And this was a good example of karma. When you just make wild accusations like that, it does come back to get you. Now, I'm very sorry that this woman lost her home. I would certainly not wish that upon anyone. Well, except for the guy that ran my cat over a couple years ago, but other than that, I really wouldn't wish that upon anyone, because you lose everything you've got. All your memories, your photographs, your music, your movies, I mean, everything, it's gone. You have no possessions when your house completely burns down. And it's not something that I would really wish upon anyone. But by the same token, she did in some way get her just desserts. You can't just go around making stuff up like this about people, folks, and not expect any repercussions. Things are going to happen. Now, I've had this happen to me. I mean, not that I made accusations and had my house burned down. I'm saying I have had false accusations made against me. I had a girl make false accusations against me in high school. It was completely made up. There were plenty of witnesses present at the time that said that I had not done what she had accused me of doing. And she eventually recanted, but by then, the damage was done. And when you're in high school and you get accused of something like that, I mean, you got little recourse. I couldn't go anywhere within a few surrounding towns and not be recognized and have people start making comments and hollering things at me. And it got so bad that I finally moved out of the state, which actually is the best thing that ever happened to me, because I ended up in the incredibly great state of North Carolina, and I would never live anywhere else. I lived in California for 8 horrible months when I was 19 years old, immediately came back here, having learned my lesson. This is just the greatest state that I have ever lived in, and I don't want to live anywhere else because the people are wonderful. The friends that I made in high school when I came down here were incredible, and I still, to this day, am in touch with most of them. Absolutely wonderful folks here in the South. So in a way, I guess I have her to thank for making that story up, because had that not happened, we wouldn't have moved out of state, and my life as I know it would have never happened. I never would have become an author, never would have become a politician, I never would have become an actor, I wouldn't be doing this show right now. So actually, in a way, I guess I have her to thank for that, but that's not usually how it goes. Usually bad things happen. And as a politician, I have had false stories printed about me, just complete fabrications. And one in particular was from a local tabloid in Charlotte. That paper went out of business within a few years. People were so angry, and it was supposed to be a conservative paper. People were so angry at what was written and reported falsely that people stopped advertising in there, and it went out of business. Another thing that may have contributed to that was the fact that they knew that they were getting whacked with a libel lawsuit and probably folded the company to avoid having to pay anything out. But that's just how things go, folks. That does come around. When you do nasty things to people, nasty things can happen to you, so don't be surprised if they do. So while I'm on the topic of karma, there's something else I want to kind of discuss here today. Now, the other day, I was watching YouTube, and I pulled up Hillary Clinton bobblehead. Do you remember when that reporter asked her a question and her eyes got big and buggy and she started bobbing her head up and down like one of those bobbleheads on your dashboard? Well, I wanted to look at that and see how many other videos there were like that, because she had the bobblehead incident, she had the falling down, she was late coming back from the restroom, just all sorts of things. So I started watching these videos, and it's very apparent that she has some sort of a medical condition. Now, I initially, when these things started happening, said, well, she's having mini strokes, because I've seen people react that way. But a lot of people have postulated that she may actually have Parkinson's, just like her husband, Bill. And some of the side effects, well, not side effects, but conditions, I guess is a better word, conditions of Parkinson's, is when you start to tremble. That's the one we know, having watched Michael J. Fox trembling uncontrollably. There was a debate that she was doing with Bernie Sanders where the whole time he was talking, her head was nodding up and down the whole time. And that would be a symptom of Parkinson's. Now, what if she had a double whammy? Wouldn't that be even better? What if she had Parkinson's and was having mini strokes? See, that would be absolutely perfect, because they're both diseases that debilitate the body but leave the brain completely and mentally intact. Now, if you remember Butch Reno, Janet Reno, the one that ordered the deaths of all those women and children in Waco, Texas, when the government came in and burned it to the ground, well, Butch Reno ended up getting Parkinson's. Very, very horrible way to go. But now, this is something that I would wish upon someone like Janet Reno. What she did was so horrible that she needs to suffer. She needed to spend the last few years of her life shaking uncontrollably and unable to control her bladder and her bowels. She deserved that. The only person that I know of, or people, I guess, that deserve that even more are Bill and Hillary Clinton. They both deserve to go out like that. Now imagine if Hillary Clinton keeps having these mini strokes and loses control of her bodily functions and the ability to speak, the ability to move, to walk, and then has the Parkinson's on top of it. Her final days will be agonizing, folks. And I cannot think of someone more deserving of an agonizing death than Hillary Clinton. So on that note, I shall leave you for now, but I will be back again next week. And once again, folks, I really do apologize for vapor locking earlier, but at least now I know how to fix the situation should it happen again. Can't believe it's taken me 50 years to figure this one out. Ugh. But anyway, as always, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so by emailing me at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Until next week, my friends, you take care. This has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now. I should what? No. Oh, I'm sorry, folks. My mic is still hot here. George was saying that perhaps I should have swallowed some of that Vicks VapoRub because my voice is still kind of raspy here. And actually, that brings up a good point, because years ago, I dated a recording artist, and what she would do before she would go into the studio is she would drink a little white vinegar. And I'm not really fond of drinking white vinegar straight, so what I would do before I would go in and sing is I would actually drink some Italian dressing, and it would pull everything loose. So George, in your own stupid way, that was a very good idea. Thank you. Okay, genuinely out for now this time, folks. I am turning off the mic. It is no longer hot. I will be back next week. See ya.